You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. We can also be heard live all over God's magnificent planet. Ellen, take it away from there.
Yes, we can. We are on 1510wwbc.com, and you can hit that on-demand button. You can get us anywhere in the world, actually. But if you're local, those three stations that Paul mentioned earlier in our opening, and also you can find us on Facebook and also on our website, cedamediainc.com.
Thank you. So every Monday, Ellen Little.
O'Neill.
Well, Ellen O'Neill. I have to get used to that.
You know, it's been a long time, so it's okay.
O'Neill is easy to say.
So it really is.
Ellen and I meet here, and we meet with people in our studio. This is sort of like an extension of my living room that Paul has been grateful enough to extend it to me so I could bring people here in the studio.
And cleans for us, by the way.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is really nice.
And so our shows are usually very, very fun. They're quite entertaining at times, educational, unscripted, and quite informative. And so we've been doing this for 10 years, and it's such a blessing to have a voice. We know that freedom of speech comes with a responsibility, and so we are grateful to Paul and the studio for giving us that here. Community radio is what he likes to call it.
Exactly.
But I like to pretend it's not. I like to pretend it's some big shot, hot shot radio station.
Well, you know, because you have some big...
And it is, right, Paul?
That's right.
50,000 watts is not a little bit of watts, right?
That's right.
So we try to look at the world and what's going on, current events, locally, in our state, and here in all 50 beautiful United States. And I want to say to everyone who's listening, I don't know if anybody watched Governor Ron DeSantis's press conference this morning. It was sort of like a round table. And I have to agree with him. We have to open up our state, but here's the thing, safely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Our schools, brick and mortar, people have a choice. They can choose where to send their kids. Businesses are suffering. We are looking at the economy going down instead of up. And yes, for my friends who are tuning in, well, nobody wants anybody to go out and catch COVID-19 and become infected. I'm a nurse. I know that. So what do you do if you're in school, if you're teaching or you're a student and you're sick? Stay home. If you're working and you're sick, stay home. Get tested. But we, at some point, all of us have to be happy collectively. If America does well, we all do well. Right?
And pay attention to what you're putting in your body and pay attention to how you're taking care of yourself.
Right.
Don't expose yourself to those types of sicknesses. If you feel like you're unsafe, then do what you need to do to keep yourself protected.
Right. But with COVID-19, you really can't expose yourself. You don't know who's carrying the virus because many people are asymptomatic. I have been working in a COVID unit for the last 3 months, but I have been wearing PPE, my gown, my gloves, my mask, and everything. And thank you, Lord, I've been tested over 10 times and negative. I do believe the mask works. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a place where there's a lot of people and you're not socially distanced like we are socially distanced right now, then wear your mask. If you're comfortable with it, right?
Do what you need to do.
And also, the other thing before we go to our awesome guests, Michelle Campanelli and Bruce and Patty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Prince?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're watching what's happening in Portland with the riots and the protests, the people protesting and all that. You have that right to peacefully gather and have your voices heard. But the minute you start being destructive and looting and hurting other people's property and yourselves and others, it stops. The protesters and the counter-protesters wherever they're coming from to go and be part of that protest. They weren't invited in. People are coming from other places, and they're agitators.
Right.
It has to stop.
Yep.
And everyone needs to take a step back and say, this is our country, and the saner voices, not the flaming left or the right, people have to come together and say, let's do what's right. We can listen, we can communicate, and get our voices heard without all that destruction and looting and loss of lives.
What's my favorite saying all the time? When emotions are high, intelligence is super low.
That's true.
The entire protest gets lost.
Yeah, you always
if there's
that.
An emotional outburst like that where people are doing the wrong things.
Yeah, I mean, we're all human beings on this earthly journey called life. It's a spiritual experience for all of us. So why not live in peace? People always have that big sign when people die. Rest in peace. Well, we want to live in peace too.
Yeah, amen.
You know?
Amen.
Right? So with that, we have Michelle.
Speaking of peaceful things.
Yeah.
Michelle and wonderful
Wallace
things.
Campanelli is here, and Bruce and Patty Prince. Bruce and Patty, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
I love your names. It's so easy to say it. And you'll be talking about beauty.
Beautiful Earth Organics.
On the second segment, and all the wonderful things you are doing to help people on this earthly journey. Earth, right?
Right.
And so the first segment is devoted to Michelle Wallace Campanelli, who has been a friend of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends almost 10 years. And we have watched Michelle go from a grieving widow to having a stroke herself to going back to school. I remember when she took math class at... Back then, it was Brevard Community College.
Yes.
Right? And now you've got your bachelor's, your master's, and you're working in your doctorate.
Right. I just got
accepted. In addition to being a best-selling author and everything else you do. So we're going to let you speak. Instead of reading all this, I'm going to let you speak to our audience. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, in 2012, my husband passed away, and I decided to go back to school. And it is Eastern Florida State College now.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know I could do it. I basically was like, I can't do math. Forget about it. Algebra, are you kidding? And I took it 3 times, but I passed. And then after that, it was just gangbusters. I went class after class. I went and got my bachelor's from University of Central Florida. And now I went to Southern New Hampshire University and got my master's degree. And I just got accepted to Trident University for their doctorate in education program.
And all of this in addition to taking care of your mother as well.
Yes. Well, my mother, she's having knee surgery. And anybody who's had knee replacement knows it's a big deal. And she's about to have her second one. So I am her caregiver through that. And, you know, it's a challenge. I'm sure you know challenges as a nurse.
Yeah.
But it's very rewarding, and I'm pleased to see that she's doing it and she's going to be okay with the, you know, knee replacements, which is not an easy task, you know.
And she is your number one fan.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's also my editor.
Yeah.
She just retired from Florida Institute of Technology as a English professor. So, you know, I'm...
Isn't that cool, Ellen?
Actually, she retired at the right time, if you must know.
Yeah.
I'm scared to death right now for teachers. So,
yeah. Well, because of COVID-19.
Right.
Like I said before, you don't know who has it, right?
Well, and FIT's been doing it right. Not, you know, just in respect for them, that I do a little bit of work for them, and they have been taking really good care of the teachers. So even though
even though
she retired, it's still...
Yeah, they're doing
and
it
they
right.
really
they're doing
watch the right who's on campus now.
Yeah, they do.
You really have to be a student.
So speaking about your mom having the knee surgery, I remember too, we had a show where we had talked about health insurance.
Yes.
Now, does your mom have health insurance?
Well, she's an older person. Medicare. She has Medicare, and she also has a supplement.
Yeah, because I remember we spoke about the ACA and how tough it was for you to get the Obamacare back then.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, life is full of challenges, isn't it? From the minute you wake up to the minute you leave the planet.
Well, after my husband passed, I had no insurance. I had nothing, you know? No income coming in.
Yeah.
You know, and I lost my house. And, you know, it's one trial after another, but somehow God's been with me, and I've just managed to get through it.
You always do, Michelle. Yeah. So before we start talking about all the awesome things you're doing, tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, when did you decide that you were going to become a writer?
Oh, that was a long time ago. It was in high school, actually. My first book, I think, was published in 90. So I've been writing all along since then. I started out in rock and roll, which Ellen knows.
I was just going to say, yeah. She used to be in a hair band. She used to have seen her, man. She was.
I was a heavy metal.
Okay? No, I loved it.
A rocker. Yep. Like Ellen.
Yeah,
rocker.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the band kind of broke up. And then I started writing full-time instead of just a little bit on the side. And I had success, and I just continued. And I really love it. I love the entire writing process. And I stumbled some. I had some bad experiences. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to create a website devoted to helping new writers and giving them advice and help and things that I've learned in school. Because I was a creative writing major after I was a music major. But to wind up finding the things that you don't screw up on, okay? There's a lot of pitfalls when you're a writer, and there's a lot of things you can look out for. So I wanted to dedicate my website also to fabulous authors and their advice to new writers, which, Sita, thank you so much for being on my website. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed the interview.
And talking about 18 Brothers and Sisters. And if for you guys who don't know this, Sita's an author, and her book is really inspiring. It talks about her childhood. It talks about her abusive husband.
Poverty making you stronger.
Her first husband. Your second husband's awesome. Yeah. And you inspire. That story is inspiring. You know, women, especially women who've been abused or troubled. And that's what this website is dedicated for helping authors to have a voice that might.
What is the name of the website?
It's www.michellecampanelli.com. And it's MICHELECAMPANELLI. Michelle Campanelli.
No, your website, I looked at it and it's easy to navigate. So who built it for you?
Okay, well, that's great. I'm glad you asked me that question. Rock Paper Simple out of Melbourne built this. And it's a fabulous. It's wonderful. Not all the content is up yet. I found out through them that when you post a new interview or thing every week, you go up in the search engines. Mm. So it's only about quarter posted what's actually about to be posted.
Yeah.
But every week there's going to be a new interview. Interview, a new article written, and we've got fantastic articles by experts that really try to inspire new writers, because everyone has a story. Everyone has a story. They really do. Some don't want it out there in public, okay? Yeah. Some of you don't want in public, but yeah, everyone has a voice, and everybody should be heard. And so, we learn from, I learned so much about you through your book.
Yes. Well, it's a friend. A book is actually your friend, especially the one I wrote. It's a memoir. It tells who you are, where you come from, and your goals, and, you know, how you used poverty to be like a stepping stone. You just didn't stay stuck there and blame other people. Just get up and go, you know?
Yeah, my stuff is all boring business books.
You think that, but you
But how
sometimes
long does
people
it take
don't
you
realize
to write
it.
A book? Because you've written nine
books.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I've just finished my latest novel, and it was actually my thesis novel for my creative writing class at Southern New Hampshire University. And it's 53,000 words, and hopefully it'll get published. I don't want to talk about it yet. Maybe your next show in November.
Yeah.
I'm coming back in November to also talk about Space Coast Symphony, which I am the social media director for. And I'm going to talk about that program that's dedicated for kids in November. They also have a program coming up for fan favorites on Friday, September 11th at 7 p.m. at Pathway Church in Vero Beach, and Saturday, September 12th at 7 p.m. at The Avenue in Vieira. It's fan favorites, and it's basically all your wonderful favorites, that classical music, Mozart, Tchaikovsky. So if you're interested in that, please show up.
And it's Brevard Symphony?
No, it is Space Coast Space Symphony Orchestra.
Is it online or can we come in person?
It is actually a drive-in concert.
Oh, I would love that.
We are doing drive-in, with conductor Aaron Collins. We are doing...
How's he doing, by the way?
Fabulous. He's recovering from a stroke as well. Yeah. He's lost 50 pounds.
I saw him on Facebook.
I mean, he was
great,
hot.
Aaron.
Yeah, he's hot before, but you should see him now, okay? So anyway.
Oh, I can feel him blushing.
I know. I can't believe he was so young, too.
Yes. He's lost a lot of weight. He's taken his health very seriously now. He's on that Noom. I don't know. I've never been on it.
It's like a diet plan.
Right.
So the music of the watering hole. Tell our listeners here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, what exactly is that and how did you guys come up with that name?
Well, Music at the Watering Hole is actually my children's book. And it talks about teamwork. It's basically set in Africa. And all these different animals, instruments, they find them, fall off of a truck. And then the lion, who's the king, of course, wants to create an orchestra. And it's about people coming together, hunter and prey, and working as a team. So it's really inspiring to kids. And it's really cute. It's got all these little African animals. And Aaron loved it. And he said, let's make a program out of it. And so it's actually an online program. So if you don't want to leave your house or you're afraid for your kids, you can watch it on Sunday, November 8th at 3 p.m. on SpaceCoastSymphony.org. And it's going to have awesome music. It's going to be like a program, like videotaped, with them playing the music, also reading, and there's going to be artwork from kids. It's going to be awesome.
Well, and I just posted that on our Facebook page.
What a good collaboration between
you
and Aaron.
Yes, and the film, it's going to be like a film, okay? And it's going to be presented by Mendex Studios. They're doing the film for it.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so they're all pretty awesome.
So tell our listeners one more time the date and the time. And so the actual event is called
Music at the Watering Hole. And it's on Sunday, November 8th. At 3 p.m. on SpaceCoastSymphony.org. So if you have kids or you just like watching awesome kids programs, go ahead and turn it on and you're going to love it.
Well, and the nice thing is that the SpaceCoastSymphony.org website is very easy to navigate. And right on the front page, it says what events do you want and the September 11th.
So tell us about
the other events.
Rock Paper Simple did their website as well.
Josh is a great guy.
So tell us about these the animals. You've got from The Jungle Book, Zootopia, The Lion King, Jaws. Who came up with all those?
Those are the music that's going to be on the program with my book. We have a narrator, Eric Pinder. He's awesome. He's a very funny guy. He's going to be the tour guide, okay? And while they're reading the book, they're going to cut to certain music, like The Lion King and the... Is it Croods?
Croods. Yeah, the Croods.
Croods. Zootopia, Jungle Book, Madagascar, Jaws. Oh, I hope the kids don't get scared on that one.
Yeah.
Minor second there. Water music. And so all this music is going to be going on in between segments.
And it's a family event.
Yes.
Which is post-COVID-19. Well, I'm not going to say post because I will have some friends who say, who told you it's post?
Right.
But I'm kind of wishful thinking that, you know, we could come out with our families again.
Yeah, but you see, and people that are doing these types of things outside of the box thinking and trying to come up with creative ways of making sure that that families can stay together. Because I think one of the great things that came out of all of this is that I think families, although, you know, there's a whole nother side of it of, you know, maybe not so great. But the good side of it is I see families coming together more, coming up with board games, you know, and staying home and
being
creative and really be and having fun together.
You know, hopscotch became fashionable again.
It did.
Cool.
And like little outside activities and stuff. Yeah. So congratulations to
this. Michelle, we still have about 10 minutes left. Anything else you want to talk about on this segment that's happening with you or your music, your books, your website? You let our listeners know because this is your time to shine.
Well, I really hope that everybody will go to my website, www.michellecampanelli.com, and if they're interested in writing, definitely check out the Writers Resource Center, because that's a big part of it, and read your interview, and learn more about your books, too. And I hope that people will be interested in this and sign up for my newsletter. Next month, we're going to have a $250 Barnes & Noble gift card, and all you have to do is sign up for the newsletter, and we're going to pick a winner. So it's going to be exciting.
Are you doing anything with the Brevard Public Schools? Because I would think you would be one of those people that can go to the schools and motivate the children not just to go for higher learning, but to write, to inspire them.
I have done that in the past. In fact, me and my mom went as kind of a team.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Yeah. We need to do that again. We need to get you, you know, in that kind of a setting. Because not just the kids, but like you say, everybody has a story to tell, especially during COVID-19. People are going to have stories like creative things that they did, things that, you know, people are calling high school friends that they hadn't spoken to in 10 years.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, one thing about it is the lockdown sort of brought us all together, whether we knew it or not. It did. I think I have become, I wouldn't say a better person, but a more reflective person.
Mm-hmm.
And I like myself. I always say, I'm me, Sita Begee, Sita Durgin Begee, Sita Ishmael Begee. We're all friends.
That's a good thing.
Because every one of my personalities.
Yeah, you know, like I used to say, I would never be the kind of person who would be outside gardening. But I have found that I have a love for gardening because of COVID-19. Because watching your own peppers and your own beans and growing them, it's just beautiful.
And that's one of the things that I love about you is that, Michelle, is that you constantly are, you know, where Sita's finding stuff in family and those types of things, you're finding things in the arts. And you are just inspiring so many people. It's not just about the writing, but you sing, you're a gifted, you know, artist as far as acting. I mean, you do all of it. And you've even gotten me involved in some things.
Yes, and I might involve you in the next play.
You
know
me. Are you still singing?
I am a little bit, but I'll tell you, nursing homes aren't allowing people to come in that much anymore.
Remember when that was one of our gigs.
You remember when she sang Ave Maria on our show? Yeah, was it that? Wasn't
yes.
That was
And Christmas, too. The Christmas before she sang some
and she
great
sang at
live.
My party.
And it is not easy to sing live.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
Yeah. Especially a cappella.
Yes.
So speaking about the king, you know, when you mentioned the Lion King, I don't know why. I just had this sadness that came over me because I thought about Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, yes.
When you
yes.
said king. Because I was flipping channels last night and the Black Panther was on ABC.
Right. Well,
I watched it and I cried and I cried and I said, this man, the quotes that the things he said until the day he passed.
Well, you know, Space Coast Symphony had Musicians Are Superheroes. It was a video that I wrote, and it was produced by 12 Atlas Films, and Aaron and them had a program, and we had superheroes there by Santa by Scott Entertainment. They were dressed as the superheroes. We had Captain Jack Sparrow. We had Spider-Man. We had the Black Panther. And I'll tell you, you see how the kids reacted to the Black Panther. He inspired people all over the world.
You remember we had John Kalish on here, who was Batman.
Yes.
Remember? He does Hope for Kids.
Yeah.
I think he was part of that as well. I think he was part of that
Well,
same
I'm
program.
Glad you did that because, you know, right? I mean, you're right, because he inspired kids in that children weren't used to seeing a Black man as a superhero.
Yeah.
And last night when you watched the film... And you know what? The way he walked, he was born for the role.
Oh, absolutely.
He just walked with such confidence and integrity and self-respect and control that you would want any child to get up in the morning and hold their head that high, no matter where they come from, what race, what religion, and walk the way Chadwick Boseman
Well, the kids
did.
Just loved the Black Panther. They walk right up to him and go, Wakanda forever,
right.
And do the little accent. I mean, right. These little kids, like 3-4 years old, kids of all colors, and he inspired them all, and it was wonderful to see. And so I can honestly say that people around the world are mourning him.
Yes,
you
yes,
know?
Yes. So for the event that you're having, are you doing all the social media for that?
Oh, yes. I'm the social.
Where do you find the time to schedule being the social media person for Space
Yes.
I don't want to say the wrong
Symphony.
Symphony.
Well,
and writing and going to school.
Well,
how do you fit
Paper
it in?
Simple is handling my stuff.
Yeah.
So I handle Aaron's stuff. They handle my
Aaron,
stuff.
Aaron, you're very, very... We
see,
have to say, you
how much
found yourself a winner.
You are. Yeah. You're just like making the money flow all the way
Well,
around.
It's weird because I don't really like talking about myself. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. So
it's much easier talking about somebody else.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. So that's what I find.
So what do you do? So do you have meetings with Aaron, or is there a group?
Oh, yes. I'm a marketing. I'm on probably the best marketing team in Florida. We have Joyce Wilden. She does public relations. We have Audrey Robert. Can't talk. Audrey White, Roberts White. And we have Connie Maltby. We have me, we have Aaron. So us together, and Jennifer Royals, we are a powerhouse. Okay, we each do certain things. I'm in charge of social media. So that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then they handle the website. So everybody has a little section, and together it's awesome.
So what would you say is the mission for the Space Coast Symphony
Well, orchestra. Symphony for Everyone is our motto.
Right.
So if you can't afford a ticket, all you have to do is contact the symphony, and they'll let you in. Okay, if you can pay $1,
yeah,
they will let you into our concert.
And I've actually shown up with folks before, and I've seen people in front of me say, oh, I didn't know that that was an option, and they actually just said, pay what you can.
Yeah.
And the guy would take out like a $20, and he had six people with him.
Yeah, I know, it is wonderful. So pre-COVID, where were you all meeting? So just so that our listeners know.
We do Zoom and things like that now.
Right.
So
but
it's
before
not,
that, you were meeting at the...
At the Cocoa, right around the corner from here. We meet at the River House, which is right around the corner from.
Right.
But now everything's more, you know, online and stuff. And right now we're doing drive-in concerts. So that's awesome. You can sit in your car and tune in to this station,
1510. 1510 WWBC.
Yeah, but it's 78.6, I think.
That was a different one.
That's a different one. 94.7, 99.9, and 100.7.
Okay.
Right here.
Yeah. Yep. All right, and then you listen to the radio, and you can hear it from your car. You can bring a seat if you want and sit right in front of the symphony. I like to stay in my car, but, you know, it's up to you.
So, and it's a family event?
Family, everybody.
Is there a place if somebody wanted to bring, like, a blanket and sit?
Oh, yes, you can sit on the...
And all this is on November 8th?
No, November 8th is my show.
Okay.
And that's an online event for families for kids.
Okay.
The one that's coming up, fan favorites, is on September 11th and September 12th.
Okay.
And it's at Pathway Church, and the September 12th is the Avenue in Viero. It's on the east side of Carmike. So you go around Carmike, and it's right in the parking lot.
Yeah, I think that would be what I would one I want to attend for sure. Because I'd bring food.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring a basket of food.
It's $10 a person or $25 in your entire car. Yeah. Load it up.
Oh, you know.
Load it up.
You know what? We would
love
to, even if people are not coming, we would love to donate and just help out the church, the cause, whatever, whoever's benefiting.
Well, the money.
Everything you do, either she's always advocating for her church or for the symphony or something. Now, nothing is in her pocket ever.
Yes.
Well.
But anyways, give us a website one more time. And I know you're thrilled about Rock Paper Simple. So if you want to advertise, give them a shout out, go for it.
Okay, not only will I give them a shout out, I'll read their paragraph mission statement.
Oh, geez. Yes.
Okay. You are awesome at what you do. That's so Joshua, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's time the world knows. We came alongside your team to create marketable brands, design marketable focus websites, and drive the results-driven marketing. You need to ensure the world knows just how awesome you are. And that's from Rock Paper Simple. And if you're interested in them designing your website or doing your social media, it's rockpapersimple.com.
And what I hear from my friends who have used them is they're very affordable and they work with you. And people, a couple of my friends said, he's pretty trustworthy, that fella Josh.
Yeah. Very well, he does the symphony website as well, so... That's how I got to know him, and I said, I'm getting them to do mine.
And I believe Scott's still working there.
Yes, he is.
So you'll probably run into Scott as the salesman, and again, tell him that Viewpoint with Sita and Friends sent you, and certainly with Michelle Campanelli's recommendation as well.
You know what's nice about Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is that we help all the businesses in our community. We're community-oriented, and we should take care of each other. If we have a way of helping Michelle Campanelli... Or Bruce.
Well, right now the arts are
Patty.
Suffering. Okay? The artists are suffering right now. So if you can, show up at the concerts, do whatever you can to help support artists right now.
And make sure Michelle, your website for your 9 bestsellers again?
Yes, www.michellecampanelli.com. And it is a little bit about me, but if you're not interested in my books, you can check out the Writers Resource Center because there's great tips out there. Great information, great connection that you can have to help bring your book towards the pathway to publication.
Right, it should be about you. Life is about purpose, and you found your purpose. And why not? Shout it from the rooftops.
Right.
Look at you. You're so positive.
Well, when we have all of that information right on our Facebook page underneath all the postings of today. But Sita and Michelle, we got to take a quick break to listen to our station sponsors and to our show sponsors. But thank you so much, and we'll be right back with Patty and Bruce Prince with Beautiful Earth Organics.
Point with Sita and Friends is sponsored by the friends and family of Sita Begee, author of 18 Brothers and Sisters, and founder of Simply Sita Skincare, and these great sponsors. Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer
featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. Delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at Cloud 9, that's Cloud number 9, furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9. Mattress and furniture. When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 8 locations serving Brevard County. So if you have an emergency, need a physical, or when your doctor is unavailable, with 8 locations, MedFast offers top quality care that is close by and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. You just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MEDFAST, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. MEDFAST Urgent Care opens 7 days a week with the convenience of 8 locations serving Brevard County. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MEDFAST.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We just had a really educational, informative, and quite inspiring segment with our good friend Michelle Campanelli.
Yes, who supports the arts in Brevard.
She's one of those people I like to say is my friend with a capital F, and she supports our show. Our second segment is with Bruce and Patty Prince, and they're here to talk about their company that's called Beautiful Earth Organics. Yes. And Ellen, you've been associated with them. You're working there.
Yeah.
And you've told me such nice things about Bruce and Patty. And I'm so delighted to meet them in person.
They're amazing. They're amazing. And I'm going to let them tell a little bit about their story and how they got involved with selling CBD and manufacturing CBD and how the whole CBD thing came into fruition.
To fruition, yeah.
So thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
Roughly almost five years ago, my mom got stage 3C ovarian cancer, inoperable, metastasized, and they said that she would not last more than a few weeks. And so I researched holistic ways to help cancer, to get rid of it, and I came up with CBD. So we found a CBD, I gave it to my mother, and in 4 months, my mother was cancer-free. So that was a very big thing for us, because we felt as though if someone in my mother's way, she was very, very bad, I would have never even recognized her had she been able to walk down the street, because she was in a wheelchair, she couldn't eat, she couldn't do anything. And to see her become cancer-free was, in our eyes, a miracle. So we thought we cannot keep this to ourselves because it would just be against humanity, and we put it on our Facebook. And people started to say, where do I get that?
Yeah.
And we said, well, you know, we could get you some. And the company said, you have a story. You should really try to sell it. And So we said, okay, it's kind of strange for us to sell things, but we said, all right, we're going to try it because this is something that everyone needs to have in their life. And so we started out selling one a month, then one a week, than one a day.
And it became a business.
Now it's a business.
So the original formulation was somebody else's formulation, correct?
Yes.
So, and then Bruce, what's your background? How did you get involved? Because I know as soon as Patty says something, you like jump right on it and you're like, let me see how I can make this happen.
My background, I'm a retired IBMer, and what I did for the IBM Corporation, I worked in a class 10 clean room, which is about 1,000 times cleaner than a surgical room, but I was a hot process specialist, so I helped make computer chips, and it was very high tech, and I did go to school for a lot of science and chemistry and physics and electronics and electricity type thing. So how I got involved with this was simply it was because of Patty's mom. I mean, we didn't go looking for this. This came looking for us.
So your truth came right to you.
Yeah, it came looking for us. Mm-hmm. And now my dad died of colon cancer. They removed 2 feet of his colon.
Just like that guy.
It metastasized to his liver, and he eventually died of liver cancer. My grandparents all died of cancer. So when we saw what had happened with Patty's mom, Priscilla, like Patty said, she uses this expression all the time. You can't unsee that. Once this happens, you have to tell people.
Right.
And we felt obligated.
Well, knowledge is power, right? And you saw it. So one of the questions that I had a friend of mine when I told them that you guys were coming on the show, we all know that CBD comes from the same species plant as, my kids always tease me when I say marijuana, because they say I say it's a Caribbean. Weed. That's weed. So... The chemical that causes the altercation of your consciousness, right? So how does CBD actually work, and what is the difference between CBD and marijuana, aka weed?
Well, I'll try and field that question. THC, there's different variants on THC, and many of the THC variants are psychotropic, meaning that they can get you high. But the type of cannabis that's used in the CBD industry, they call it industrial hemp. And what that means is the Delta 9 component, or the THC Delta 9 component, has to be less than 0.3% to be considered industrial hemp. Now, this is a government delineation. Anything above that is considered marijuana because it has the potential to get you high.
Right. So, I mean, but why do we still have that stigma with CBD? What can we do to change it? Because as a nurse, I do hear of people that have used CBD oils and gels and soft gels and things, and they said it helps people to increase appetite, it helps anxiety, it helps insomnia, and without putting other chemicals into their body, they feel it's like it's a natural product that can help. So where are we missing that link between talking to people about it and communicating the uses of CBD? Why are people still having this stigma to it?
Well, I think the big stigma was actually caused by promotional movies way back in the 40s. There was a lot of propaganda movies about cannabis, and they're talking about marijuana in this case. But prior to the prohibition of cannabis, this was a major product that was grown all over the world for various different applications, including fiber. Most of the sails on all the sailing ships and ropes way back in the day were all made from hemp. It was the fiber that the whole world used. Now, back in the mid-30s, of course, there was pushback against that because of synthetic fiber, say from like the DuPont Chemical Company.
Right.
And then you had the Rockefellers, and of course Rockefeller medicine is what's practiced today. And what they did is, instead of taking a natural organic molecule, they would take that to the lab and then synthesize it, which they can create intellectual property right. So the difference between a natural product like cannabis and today's cannabis, which a lot of it is synthetic in the medical industry, that was all available for human consumption up to that point. And then there was a big pushback against it from a business standpoint.
So it's all about money.
It was all about
pharmaceutical
money.
Yes, companies.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and politicians.
Yes. And big,
and laws.
Big industry like the Hearst family, they were the big newspaper publishers. Well, they needed pulp, right? Pulpwood for fiber. One of their biggest competitors was going to be hemp. So when his investors saw that happen, of course there's going to be pushback against that. You don't want your competitors to gain a foothold. So from a business perspective, we can understand why they took that approach, But in the process of taking that approach, they really kind of pushed aside one of God's most powerful natural medicines.
Right. And you asked the difference between, and I know that came from one of the folks that listens to the show that asked that question, but there actually is a whole biological piece to this of how things work. And Patty has such a great way of explaining it, of how the body accepts the CBD in your body and what it does and how it all connects to one another. So you do such a great job explaining that in such a low, like,
yeah, and a very common kind of like everyone can kind of wrap their. It gives you a good mental picture. I could get very technical, but we'll let Patty.
Thank you.
Well, I'll take you right down to the.
Well, you know, my other question was going to be, how does the body use CBD?
Right.
So there you go.
There you go. So first of all, we have the endocannabinoid system, which governs all the other systems in the body. So if you're endocannabinoid deficient, which means you don't get CBD in you, all your other systems are not working correctly. They're overworking. They're working very hard, and a lot of times they break down. So how I explain it is the body is chemical and electrical. And what happens is from eating, drinking, and breathing, just walking around, being your normal self, eating the American diet, you're ingesting toxins, breathing them, and you're drinking them. So what happens is the lymphatic system fills with toxins. The toxins spill over into the cells, and the cells begin to bulge. That is inflammation. Once the cell begins to bulge, those chemicals that are normally held in check by the cell, they run willy-nilly all over the body, bumping up against the electrical system, and seizures is a perfect example of that. So it can give you a headache, it can give you a sore knee, or you can get Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, or cancer. It does not differentiate where they're going to stop and what they're going to do in the body. So the hemp comes along, drains the lymphatic system, speaks to the cells close, the chemicals reroute, and the body heals itself.
Yeah, like it's supposed to.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that's the thing, it's like what Bruce was saying. Somebody somewhere decided that we, the general public, didn't need to know this.
Right.
And so they stopped it. But that's why it's important to have shows like here, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, to talk about this with no stigma so that people could understand in a lay term what CBD actually does.
Well, you and Dr. Begee have always talked about that, about the inflammation of your body and the things that you put in. And that's why Dr. Begee, a lot of it, you know, he's vegetarian, you know, because he sees all the
toxins.
Well,
you are what you eat, sleep, and breathe, right?
Absolutely. So he's always conscious of that.
Yeah, we are.
And disease doesn't live in a well-balanced body.
Right. So we do have on all of our instructions at Beautiful Earth Organics, we put on there that you can, in order to get rid of all the toxins, we have a very long list of things that you should not do in order to get rid of those toxins. And we also say when you're going to ingest food that you should always eat organically and eat fruits, vegetables, and meats and drink lemon water or no meat. But to get those things in, fruits, vegetables, and lemon water, or fruits, vegetables, meats, and lemon water, and that is it. Nothing else.
A whole food diet.
Right.
So Bruce, would you say, knowing what we know now, is CBD, is it endorsed by the FDA?
Well, the FDA does endorse a particular company, and the product is called Epidiolex, and that's GW Pharmaceuticals. It's a 98% CBD isolate in a carrier oil. That is FDA approved, of course, because GW Pharmaceutical, I believe, bought some of the patent rights from the U.S. government. The U.S. government does have patents on cannabinoids. A lot of people don't realize that, but that is a fact.
And there's been some news lately of the military and also the Olympics,
the Olympic,
right?
Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. CBD, talk a little bit about that.
CBD is now approved by the U.S. the World Olympic Committee. So you can use that as a supplement to help your body heal. And a lot of athletes are now using CBD to heal. Professional athletes are.
That's right.
So the stigma of CBD is going away because again, it was associated with the THC, and that was the biggest problem with anything cannabis. Now that CBD, part of the 2018, it was the Hemp Act, I believe that's what it's called, is now legal everywhere. We've been doing CBD for a little over 5 years now working in this industry. So we've seen a lot of changes take place. But for people who are afraid of trying CBD, don't be afraid. Please don't. We have police officers in Texas using our product. So,
and pilots flying planes using it.
Absolutely.
Yes. They should.
And as a nurse, I have to say that I have spoken with so many people, people that I work with, friends, neighbors, family members, who swears it's non-impairing, it's non-addictive, and it's certainly non-psychoactive.
Exactly.
So you can take it and function
better.
You're going to function better.
You may even have more clear thinking.
Clarity.
One thing that you will find, and this happens to a lot of people, when they take our product is very different from a lot of other CBD companies. We're very high concentration products, okay, because we deal with different levels of disease. We deal with people with cancer because that's how we got involved. So that's the area that we kind of operate in, or chronic neurological situations. It's beautiful for your neurological health.
So Patty, when someone says it affects your mind, your balance, what do you say to them?
Well, it affects it in a good way.
Right.
It's going to balance your body in an amazing way. If you're having even emotional problems and you have anxiety or depression. And now, I mean, we are just flooded with people with anxiety right now. And it basically works instantly. If you have anxiety and you put some of our Beautiful Earth Organics CBD under your tongue, it will like instantly calm you. You can feel the calmness and your blood pressure going down instantly.
And the funny thing is that doctors prescribe Xanax all the time, and no one has a problem with popping a Xanax if they're feeling that way. But the CBD product is natural, has no side effects.
It's a way we're conditioned. Well, it's like, you know, if somebody has a common cold and you tell them it's a virus and it'll go away, they want that Z-Pak. So they will take that day off and go to one of these doctors in town, which I like to say Indian doctors like to prescribe the Z-Pak. A lot of my friends do. And my husband always says, you don't need the Z-Pak. Your body can heal itself naturally if you wait a little bit. But people, they feel so powerful with that prescription in their hand. Then they go to the pharmacy and they order they get the drug, and they only take 2 out of the 6 because they start feeling better anyways. Mm-hmm. But what we're saying with the CBD, it's a natural remedy to aid your body with the inflammation,
people
the anxiety,
that take a pill every
insomnia.
Day for like a supplement. Most of that is getting, you know, wasted out, right? I mean, the body's not absorbing it. CBD gets absorbed, and you get much better quality.
Right. So let's hear about some testimonials about your company.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Give us a website and tell us about some of the products you carry for various illnesses.
Oh, so we have a great product. It's called Love My Body, and you put it all over your face, AM and PM, you know, when you wake up and right before you go to sleep. And literally, it gets rid of wrinkles, acne, anything. You can use it on any part of your body. You can roll it on a rash. It'll take care of a rash.
Is that why Ellen is looking so good?
In a day. It gets rid of if you have blemishes. I used to have cystic acne. And, well, ever since I started using it, we have no more acne at all. And my husband Bruce had this horrible rash on his forehead for 10 years. We could not get rid of that thing, and we put the Love My Body on that, and in like 4 days that was gone,
because it was so frustrating. And I had the doctor diagnosed it as a contact dermatitis, and so nothing would touch it, and I finally decided to put CBD on it. And this was weeping. It was bad. Patty used to put makeup on me. Embarrassing. Embarrassing. Go out with makeup.
He's like, oh, it's so red and gross.
As a 60-plus-year-old man, you don't want to wear makeup. Anyway, but it's fantastic. And within days, it was completely gone. And I had this for years and years and years.
And where's the company at, and how can someone order the products?
We are on 996 South Wickham Road in Melbourne, Florida, and you can order the products from our website, Beautiful Earth Organics, or you can call our store, the Organic Lifestyle Store, at 321-372-1029 and speak to Ellen or Matthew. And also, our website is, just as it sounds, it's www.beautifulearthorganiccbd.com. And if you Google us, we come up all over the place. We also have a 2,000 milligram CBD oil. We charge $60 for that. Which
it's
is
a true full spectrum.
Right. It's a full spectrum.
Third-party lab tested.
It works amazing.
On everything?
It works.
So everybody needs to buy that one.
Well,
because the compound is in there.
For $60, it's almost unheard of. If you look anywhere, you look that up on any site, a 2,000 milligram is going to be going.
If you can find it.
If you can find it. For pain. For between $150 to $250, and we sell it for $60. We also have great discounts for people with cancer. We have great discounts for first responders, and we really try to work with people when they don't have enough money. And so we're very much about the community and giving back, and we try to help as many people as we possibly can.
Just as another quick side note, I don't know if you remember, but 2 weeks ago I stepped in an ant pile, a red ant pile.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2 days, I probably had over 100 bites on my legs.
And you put the oil on it?
Put the oil on it. In 2 days, I've got no sign, like no scarring, no, you can't even see it. And I even took a picture of the one that I had on my finger, that it was like red and puffy and everything. And by that night, I had put the CBD oil on it. And by that night, the puffiness had gone away and it was already starting to heal.
Wonderful.
One thing I would like to say is we do a lot with dogs. So we are dog lovers. We love our dogs so much. And we feed them a raw food. We feed Primal Raw. That's the one that we have researched and looked the world over for, like, the best food ever for the dog. This is what we found. And we give our dog CBD paste every day. But in our business, we help dogs every single day go from not able to get on the couch to jumping in and out of the back of the truck, or they have cancer and we bring them to no evidence.
So it has multiple uses.
Oh, absolutely.
Animals.
So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Bruce and Patty Prince, right? And they're with Beautiful Organics.
Beautiful Earth Organics.
And
they're on
Melbourne,
Wickham Road.
Wickham Road. Mm-hmm. And so while THC and CBD are both
cannabinoids,
say it, Bruce. He says it just slips off his tongue, right? The CBD has been cleared for consumer use by the Food and Drug Administration, but the THC remains under the jurisdiction of the Controlled Substance Act.
Absolutely.
So we want to let people know that we're not talking about THC right now. We're talking about hemp and CBD.
Absolutely.
Right, and it's so if they walk into your store to buy it, they don't have to be scared.
No,
or fearful.
You don't need it. It's all legit. You don't need
a medical
marijuana card for this. Like I said, we have police officers using this product with great results, by the way. They're very, very happy with these products. Now, we formulate for cancers. I'm going to show you something. I wish you could show this over your radio program, but you can't. This is a dog with the most aggressive skin cancer a dog can get. This is a side-by-side picture. 2 weeks later, no chemo, no radiation, no surgery, and this is the results. This is what our product does.
So what we'll do is I'll get that picture from Bruce, and I'll make sure that we put it on our site.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it causes apoptosis, which means that it redirects the cancerous cell to die. Cancer cells don't die naturally.
Right.
So this helps the genetic code. It instructs the cell to commit suicide. People say you need THC for that. That's not true. CBD can do that all day long. So we formulate very thick paste, very high concentration paste for cancers. But we also do tinctures and oils. We do the topical roll-on.
Where do you
skin.
Get your products? Do you make it yourself or do you get it
yes,
from somewhere else?
I formulate this, but we have labs around the country that do the extraction process for us. This is all organically grown, very, very clean. And this is also why we third-party test. You can actually take a perfectly good organic crop and ruin it through the extraction process. So we want to make sure that we use CO2 extraction. It's very clean. So when we do our third-party chemical analysis after, it comes out very
clean. Yeah, because you put the consumers first.
We do everything.
Yes.
Pesticides, heavy metals. We do biologics. We test for everything, including all the terpenes involved.
Right. So the takeaway from the show today, Ellen, is that before people talk about CBD, if they're curious about it, they should try the product.
Right.
And see,
because people say things about CBD without trying the product.
Well, and, plus
and I like that idea that they have like a broad spectrum. You have the oil.
We have
a full spectrum.
Let me explain what broad spectrum means in this industry. Broad spectrum means that some of the components have been removed. Normally, it's the THC. So they'll try and remove all the THC because some people don't even want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
We like full spectrum because it's naturally occurring, but we make sure that it's got the legal amount federally. Mm-hmm. So
it's the closest
to the way God planted it. We extract it right from the flower of the plant, and it's a wonderful, wonderful healing plant.
And one more thing. We have our oldest is 98, and our youngest is in vitro right now that are using our products. So we're growing an organic CBD baby.
Wow.
Yes. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I think the two of the main diagnoses that people use the CBD for is anxiety and insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
And you have something for that as well.
Yes.
Does the oil take care of that as well?
Yes.
High in CBDA. CBDA is the precursor to CBD. That means it has the acid portion still on the molecule.
It's raw.
It's 1,000 times stronger than CBD.
It's the closest.
And the education process that Beautiful Earth Organics provides is just amazing. As you can tell, Patty and Bruce are both very well versed in what they know and how they've educated people. There's a YouTube channel out there as well where not just Patty and Bruce are the stars of that YouTube channel, but also some very big professors and scientists that are proving and trying
to stand behind the product.
That stand behind the
product. So we got 1 minute left. I'll give you 30 seconds, whoever wants to do it. If you meet somebody new and they say, hey, Patty or Bruce, tell us about your company and what you're selling, what would you say to them?
I would say that usually when I meet somebody, I say, do you do CBD? Do you know about CBD? And they'll either say yes or no. And then I'll say, well, let me tell you about this CBD because it is amazing. We sell CBD. And our focus is cancer, disease, and autism. So we do everything from any kind of disease that you have. You take our CBD, and it pretty much, if you eat the whole foods diet, it's going to go away.
And we encourage your doctor and you to get it in your medical records. We want these doctors to see what these products
the outcomes
do. Absolutely.
It's about what you are, what you eat, sleep,
absolutely,
breathe, and natural is the way to go.
It is.
Exactly.
God put it here. He didn't put a pharmacy here with synthetic
dollar signs. Another great educational show, CETA, here on Viewpoint with CETA and Friends. Michelle Campanelli giving us all the great information about Brevard County, the Space Coast Symphony, and of course, check out Beautiful Earth Organics, CBD.com, and you'll be quite impressed with all the education. CETA, another fantastic show. Thank you for another great
meeting them. They're so honest. I mean, I believe in the product when I look at their faces because it's the truth.
And they don't smell like...
I love you, Michelle.
Well, thank you for having me.
The preceding program may not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of WWBC. You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.